Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You're due for your biannual cleaning, something you usually forget and would rather not remember. But you just got a reminder from the dentist you look forward to seeing. The Gentle Dentist, the only dentist you're happy to come back to. The Gentle Dentist in Worthington. How can we make you smile? Call 614-431-3311.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
They thought they'd get away with it. Until now. This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
The big difference here, I think I know it, but I want you to explain it a little bit more. Versus a criminal case or even one of the civil cases that are out there. The bar as to which will be in these indictments against Diddy is pretty high. It's not just you're going to make these accusations and hope they play out in court. If the federal government is laying out specific accusations, which they are in this, a lot of it having to do with videos, having to do with the contents of those videos, they're laying a lot of that out in the new superseding indictment. Would they be doing that if they didn't have possession of those videos? If they haven't seen those videos, would they name those things just solely on a witness saying, I've seen the video or I saw him taping? Would they only name that stuff if they know for fact that it exists and they have in fact seen it or have it in their possession?
No. In my experience, when you have a case of this magnitude, not only the magnitude of the evidence involved, the magnitude of the person you're going after being somebody famous, but then also when you have the publicity and the public eye that is going to be on your case, everything, Tony, is going to be corroborated or it's not going to be involved. You're not going to just have somebody up on the stand and say, oh, he did this without corroborating information that's very strong. I think you can totally expect that, Tony.
Let's talk about the forfeiture allegations, which I believe are kind of a new part to this whole indictment. It goes on for several pages. In a nutshell, it basically says as a result of committing the offenses, we're going after anything and everything personal and business related that you have that could have in any way, shape or form been gained over the course of this time period through your criminal actions. And if we can't find it, if we can't get to the assets that we believe you have of this, then we're just going to go after your personal stuff and take that value away from you. How does this work at this point? The forfeitures, do they happen before he even gets into a courtroom? Or are all those basically threats of, look, if we find you guilty, all this stuff goes?
No, it's A. So in other words, you're going to start going after the particular, whether it's car, whether it's a house, whether it's a building, no matter what it is, as soon as you can build the case that was gained through ill-gotten means, mm-hmm. whether that, and typically that's financially. Mm-hmm. So typically you have to tie in money laundering, or you have to tie in criminal activity that caused you to get the money to be able to afford the asset. So, but that's something that's done before. So they're not going to wait on the, you know, any conviction or anything. Mm-hmm. You can bet you they're working on going all of that now. And I think the big reason that it has a lot of legs is going to have to do with taxation. Mm-hmm. And I think when the IRS, who I guarantee they are working with, they have their own criminal investigative division. They're called CID agents. And those CID agents are going to be looking through all the financials in this and assisting HSI with this, because that's not HSI's bailiwick. And I think that's where we could really see some assets being turned over to the government.
How do they connect these sort of things as far as business gains? We're talking about, you know, illicit sex parties, rape, you know, interstate transportation, kidnapping, things of that nature. How does that pertain to the business itself and what they would be getting in forfeiture?
Well, it's interesting because was his legitimate businesses actually funding all of the illegal activity he had going on?
Okay.
In other words, these parties, you know, would have cost a lot of money, mm-hmm. and the locations they were at. You know, when you conduct illegal activity in a certain location, you make that location vulnerable to forfeiture, because but for that location, how could you conduct that criminal activity? So there's a lot of ways for them to get their teeth into some of his assets, I believe.
So basically any property that he would have had these things at, so the New York home, the LA home, all that, which he's currently trying to sell, they're on the market. Is it a safe assessment that those are going to be seized now, and it's not Diddy that's going to be selling them? It'll be the federal government taking care of that sale?
You know, I don't know. They have a long way to go on that. It's my belief. They have a long way to go on that, because there's, you know, it's not as cut and dried as that. Mm-hmm. To me, their strongest avenue for seizure is going to be the tax. Mm-hmm. Piece of it. Did he truly claim all of the income that he was receiving? And what all was he receiving from all of these criminal enterprise activities? Mm-hmm. We don't know, but I can tell you, in my experience, that was the number one thing we used when we went after a huge organized crime conglomerate. Mm-hmm. Particularly the cartels is my particular area of experience. And what you looked at, oh my gosh, you dug your teeth into the fact that they had a house that was worth $10 million and nothing to support them being able to purchase that. And then that's how you take it.
Okay.
If you have a vehicle that's used to deliver, drugs or narcotics, you can seize it, right? Mm-hmm. So that's what they're going to be looking at, you know, the planes, mm-hmm. right? Were yeah. they using his planes to transport these women for sexual, activities? So to me, that's where I would start.
With the properties though, too, I mean, the properties, they had, you know, like the baby oil, you know, thing, the 1,000 bottles in a giant room. And what we're seeing now in some of the other allegations that have come forward from some assistants, there was all sorts of other sexual related products. I don't need to go through the laundry list of them. Drugs, all you name it, all sorts of illicit drugs, all sorts of things that no one should be in possession of. And if they're on the property and they can prove that they were on the property, they were seized on the property, their guns were seized. he had guns seized on the property that were illegally obtained, or the serial numbers scratched out. The fact that those all resided there, and a lot of these allegations come from these things happening on these specific locations or at these specific locations, the more that that ties to those properties, does that really put them more into a lane of that, yeah, these are up for forfeiture, just like a vehicle would be?
Yes, absolutely. But you're looking at the fact that these were actually his homes, where he resided, where other people resided. How often were they used for this? Was that the purpose of their home? Mm-hmm. Or was the purpose of their home really as their residence, but then on the side they had the freak-offs? So I think they're going to, it's a little bit, when it comes to the home, it's a taller mountain to build unless they can prove that those homes were acquired through illicit monies. I think it's just a little bit tougher because, you know, how many freak-offs were there? Did they have a freak-off every day? Sure. Did they have a freak-off twice a year? So I just think it's going to be harder to make that leap that, you know, $20, $30 million home is going to be seized because of one freak off that was there.
Sure.
But if they can monetarily prove that he wasn't paying taxes and that's how he bought that home, that puts it square in the eye, the government.
How much do you think this is going to affect his ability to represent himself, to pay attorneys? Obviously, you know, he was a billionaire for a while. I don't know if that's his status anymore. But are they also going after this to limit his ability to, you know, basically get any attorney in the world he wants for fighting if he doesn't have the assets to really pay them? Do you think it goes that far where it would affect him to that level?
I think it could, but I don't think that's necessarily the government's motive, so to speak. I think it really comes down to saying, listen, if you are conducting a criminal enterprise and you are profiting from that, we're taking everything we can from you that you utilized in your organization to conduct the activity, like the houses we spoke of, mm-hmm. planes, whatever. And we're getting our hands on everything that allowed this criminal activity to take place. What it does, though, obviously, as you just pointed out, it could limit what attorneys could pay. And you can bet these attorneys are going to make sure that this is one of the first things that they try to protect are his funds. And you and I talked about this before, Tony. Imagine the amount of money that is still being spent. Oh, and yeah. I'm just wondering what's really coming in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a very good question. I mean, there's certainly royalties and things of that nature that would come in. But, you know, it's not like he's actively running a successful record company anymore. Or was it ever a record company, I guess? Or was it something else that made music? That's, I think, one of the bigger questions of all this, the further that we go back into time. Let me ask you about the victims here and the ones that we have not heard from yet. The fact that we kind of saw an avalanche of people coming out of the woodwork after the first federal indictment was dropped, and now you have the superseding indictment. Do you expect that we're going to see a lot more allegations come forward? Because essentially you've created a second, you got the big brick wall that's super high. Good luck getting through that, Diddy. Now we have another Teflon wall with sharp razor wire right behind that. So if you get through that, you got to get through this. Does this open up the opportunity, at least in terms of mental safety, for some folks to come forward who may have still been holding back?
Absolutely. And now we've added more years.
Yeah.
So now these people that were offended allegedly back during that time frame, now they're open to being able to come in and tell their stories of you know, abuse if they have it. So you've opened up the time frame. And as you said, you're offering more and more blankets of sort of security that they can't be retaliated against by Diddy and his group.
It will be fascinating to continue to watch. Do you see a third superseding indictment? This is just pure speculation coming before we start seeing more individuals named, celebrity or not, with charges?
I would see if they're going to do a third superseding, which would not surprise me. Mm-hmm. I think it will be before. I think they want to have everything locked down mm-hmm. on what they're going after. And then you're going to see some names.
One more quick question on this for you. What when it comes to making a deal with people who have been involved with Diddy, especially those who may have just been doing his bidding, whether they felt coerced or not, that's, I guess, up to debate, depending on what the action is and who the individual is. But those who are in the questionable category of it wasn't a victim, someone who was basically being held captive, but like assistants, his security, things of that nature, who were basically complicit with the things that he was doing. What kind of deals do they make in those sort of cases? Is it like, okay, you talk to us, sign here, and we're going to make sure that we don't charge you? Or is it more of a, come sit and talk with us and we'll see what we can figure out after we know what you know?
Well, typically in a case like this, it could go both ways. You know, come talk to us. We'll figure out whether you can give us something. I don't see it going that way in this case. I see what would be happening is actual immunity letters being offered, mm-hmm. But very specific. In other words, saying, we have you on this. Mm-hmm. So, in other words, I think the government's already able to charge on XYZ, but saying anything you allow or anything you give us outside of what we know, mm-hmm. you're immune from prosecution on. And that's how I see these deals going down. And I think that that's also why they have a lot of teeth, Tony, when you know the government already has enough to put you in prison for mm-hmm. years, you're very motivated to come
sure.
Forward and make a deal. So I think that's the type of immunity deals that probably are happening behind the scenes.
So essentially someone could offer up some new information that the government does not know, but anything that they're offering up that they already know, they could be prosecuted on those pieces, but wouldn't be prosecuted on the new pieces that they're bringing to the puzzle.
Absolutely.
Okay. That's got to make a lot of people a little bit scared. Does it not also kind of encourage those to come forward sooner than later to bring the information before it's already found out through another party?
It does, especially in a case like this that's so well publicized. Mm-hmm. And they know what they've done wrong. And so for them to get an attorney to go to the prosecution's office and say, listen, we have some things you're going to want to know, but we need immunity on what we're bringing forward. I think you're going to see a prosecutor that's very interested in that. And then that's when, I mean, just talking the imaginations of how it works, that's when then the agents get involved. They come in and they start that full-scale interview. Tell us everything you know.
So even doing it preemptively of the government even saying, hey, we know you're probably involved in this in some way, shape, or form, and we're going to find out. Even before that were to come out, if it were to simply, as far as we know, the government doesn't know anything about our involvement, but we know we're involved in some way, shape, or form in this. So let's get out there and just tell them and take a chance that, okay, let's hope they don't know any of this yet. And let's just spill our beans before they even give us any inkling that they're even looking at us.
That happens all the time. They'll hire an attorney. And again, that attorney will talk to the assistant United States attorney, and the assistant United States attorney will make a decision after talking with the agents. Mm-hmm. You know, what do we have on this person? Because they'll want to limit it. They'll want to limit it. And then there's cases too, where they come in and you don't have anything against them. Mm-hmm. And then that's a real win-win for that individual coming in.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk. ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
With new McValue at McDonald's, you get more than you expect. So after a long day, buy a double cheeseburger and add a McChicken for a dollar. Because saving with deals is always on the menu. With new McValue.
Prices and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.